A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. At that time, John summoned two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" When the men came to the Lord, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you. Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" At this time, Jesus cured many diseases, suffering, and evil spirits. He also granted sight to many who were blind, and Jesus said to them in reply, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear and the dead are raised, the poor have the good news preached to them, and blessed is the one who takes no offense in me." The Gospel of our God. I remember when I used to visit my grand-aunt Bess, the chairs were covered with plastic all over them, which would stick to your skin if you were in shorts in the summer, but it protected and defended the furniture from the likes of me. And as I've grown and visited homes, I found that some people have a formal room that I and others just pass through to go and enjoy the space of those family rooms with a more lived-in feeling. Today, in the first reading, there's a quote from the prophet saying, "For thus says the Lord, the creator of the heavens, who is God, the designer and maker of the earth, who established it, not creating it to be a waste, but designing it to be lived in." With the Copenhagen summit on global warming, the nightly news with the hungers and pains of people on earth, in our cities and towns, with murders and all sorts of disasters, I wonder how we have partnered with our God to make the earth a place to be really lived in. For whom is the earth as comfortable as those family rooms? In the Gospel, John the Baptist is in prison. He's no fool. He knows death is imminent, and so he sends his followers to ask Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come? Or should we look for another?" Jesus' response was that the blind see, the lame walk, and the poor have the good news preached to them. Lepers were social outcasts. Others looked at the blind, the lame, the poor as being punished by God. Jesus thought otherwise. His presence revealed God is near. This Advent, this gospel appears again, not so much as testimony to John or to Jesus, but to ask us the question for which the world's poor, the earth's endangered peoples and species, await our lived answer. Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? This question always challenges me. The generosity of people at Thanksgiving and Christmas is often overwhelming as you watch the procession of gifts to a giving tree in a parish or the food given to a local pantry. But the question cuts deeper. If I am really a follower of Jesus, how does my life reveal God's presence is near? How does my living make the earth a more comfortable place to be lived in? In my neighborhood, how do I make it a place where the blind see, the rejected are welcomed, and the poor know God is near? Every day, not just on a special occasion. What am I willing to change in my life to be there for the sake of the forgotten, the lonely, rejected? In this month, where we remember the martyred sisters in Salvador and the Jesuits, we know that the hope stays alive because of those who put it all on the line. This Christmas, our Iraqi Dominican sisters in Mosul have chosen to stay in their dangerously bombed out mother house so the hospital there can stay open for those in need. Some, we know, work tirelessly to help others understand the fragility and gift of our planet and our ecosystems. My sister Flor has helped the Dominican family to reach out to a community in Salvador that needs a new church. Dominican volunteers and volunteers all over the globe witness to the generosity of people who want to make a difference. But what am I willing to give of my life? How am I willing to cut down on my needs and wants so that others might live? As I prepared for Christmas this weekend and looked at Christmas presents that I might want or send, I was challenged by thinking of those who have nothing to put on their table. What can I share? How can I make a difference? Today, the jobless, the hungry, and the poor look us in the eye and ask, are you the one who is to come? Or should we look for another? How can my life, how can your life give hope and answer that question?